Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, big thinkers. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. My name is Tim Peter, and of course, this is your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. We have a great show for you today, and I'm so thrilled you're here. I'm always thrilled you're here. I really appreciate the fact that you tune in each week or download us each week or drop on by the website each week to hear what's going on, and I hope we make it worth your while this week, as ever, really. So there's a lot of cool stuff to talk about, but the thing I want to start with is that Amazon has announced it's going to start delivering groceries in about 40 markets. Now, grocery delivery is something that people tried and failed miserably at doing, 10, 15 years ago during the dot-com boom. And since then, some people have gotten into it, you know, in decent ways. Peapod and folks like that have had some success with it. But it remains this enormous, untapped opportunity for business. According to an article on Business Insider, the grocery business is a $568 billion with a B market. That's kind of large. So they've got a real opportunity here. Now, the reason it's really interesting, I'm sure most of you don't market groceries. I'm sure most of you don't really care about marketing groceries. And some of you may, in fact, be grocers who are competing with this and not so pleased about this. But the reason it's interesting goes to another article that came out the other day about the fact that Slate has an article about the fact that Google is now piloting something called Shopping Express. And it's their attempt to, I'm reading from Slate here, they said it's their attempt to create an e-commerce service that delivers goods within a few hours of your order. Now, right now, it's only being targeted, offered in San Francisco, but you can shop people like Target, Walgreens, Toys R Us, Office Depot, and several smaller local stores and have things delivered the same day. Now, this plays into what I've been talking about the last couple weeks with mobile and how mobile changes the game for customers because it gives them access to information immediately and allows them to do things on their schedule anytime, anywhere, all the time. Obviously, same-day delivery does the same thing. Korea has actually had this for, about a year or two. South Korea. Now, obviously, Korea is a particular market where this makes sense because it's obviously very wired, very technologically capable, and very population dense. Most of the people tend to live in the same basic geographic area. But Tesco launched something called Tesco Home Plus. Tesco is sort of the Walmart of Europe. And what they did was they created virtual stores in subway stations, where you literally just scan the thing you want with your phone. They have a picture. It actually looks like a store shelf. And there's milk and juice and butter and eggs and who all knows what else. And you actually scan a picture with your phone while you're in, say, a subway station. And in many cases, the groceries or the things that you scanned make it to your apartment before you do, which is pretty wild and pretty cool. But the reason that this is so fascinating to me, and the reason it ought to be fascinating to you, is it really highlights all of these activities, whether Amazon's doing it, whether the Google's doing it, any of those folks. It really highlights the emergence of what I call the AgFam group, okay? And that's Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft. These folks are playing a different game than most people, and it's really worth noting what they're doing. If you think about all the components that a consumer would interact with on a day-in, day-out basis, search engine, a social network, display ads, mobile, a web browser, email or other communications types, the cloud, location-based services, and payments. Each of these players has an offering more or less in each of those areas. There are a couple of holes. You know, Apple doesn't really have anything in the way of a social network. Facebook doesn't offer a cloud service the way that Apple does with iCloud or Google does with Google Drive or Amazon does with Cloud Drive and Cloud Player or Microsoft does with Outlook.com and Office.com. Microsoft doesn't really have a, isn't really any kind of player in the payments space right now. Amazon doesn't really do much with email or communications right now. But they all do something in many of the other places. You know, Microsoft has Yammer and Social in the social networking space. They've got the Windows Phone. They've got Internet Explorer. They've got Bing, right? They've got a mapping service, etc. Amazon has its A9 search and its product search. It's got Goodreads and Askville on a social place. It's got a whole media group. Most people don't realize this. Amazon did almost $1 billion last year in revenue from ad sales. They are actually a huge ad sales player. Of course, on mobile, they've got the Kindle. They make their own web browser called Silk, which is only on the Kindle, but still. Right? And all those kinds of things. And Amazon Payments for payments, etc. I've actually got a chart of this. I'm going to put it up on the website. You'll see it at timpeter.com/blog. That'll let you look at this and see all these. And I'd love your thoughts. I mean, if you think I'm nuts or there's a big hole there that I'm missing or something that these folks aren't doing or some other player who I'm missing, tell me about it. Send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com because I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. But the point is they're engaging. Each of these five are engaging with customers in every possible way that they connect locally. And now, when you look at Google Shopping Express or you look at Amazon's grocery service or things like that, they're actually touching them in the physical world, too, on the same day. This speaks to the kinds of things I've talked about in terms of why the growth of mobile matters so much, why the growth of data matters so much and big data, why your ability to appear in search matters so much. Because your customers now can expect that they can get the information they want anywhere, anytime, anyplace. They now can expect that they can find their way to where they want to go. They can get there easily, quickly, readily. And they can have things come and find them. When I talk about things like Google Now that I talked about a couple weeks ago, where the products they're searching for or the information they're searching for finds them, finds the customer before they even look for it. And of course, now they can get their products same day. They can get delivery same day. Admittedly, these are smaller scale tests in small markets and the like, but it's unlikely that these are going to go away. This is only going to expand. Now, if you live in the very rural area, that's still going to be something where you're probably going to have to wait a day or two to get your items. But these are all game changers, and these big five, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, are all resetting the environment in which we play. And so you have to look at that very closely and say, how can I leverage these guys as I do my marketing? How can I make sure I don't have all my eggs in one basket? And how do I make sure they all counterbalance one another? The one beauty of there being five of them right now is that with no one dominant player, and I know most people would say Google is the dominant player, but with no one group just running away from it, it creates more opportunity, it creates holes in the marketplace. Obviously, people like Square are doing very well in the payments place. People like Foursquare are doing very well from a social perspective. So there are opportunities there. There are holes there where other smaller niche players can get in. And you, as a digital marketer, can use each of these guys for the things that they do well to help you reach your customers, whether you're reaching them via social, whether you're reaching them via mobile, whether you're reaching them via display advertising. No matter what it is you're doing, you've got a bunch of different options to get out there and get in front of the folks you want to talk to. And that's a good thing. But the takeaway I want you to have from today is to make sure you pay attention to these five for the near future. because they're really shaping the landscape and the world in which we live. And I expect they're going to do that for some time to come. So well worth paying attention to. All right, I told you I was going to try to keep today a little bit shorter than last time because we've been running so long. We are actually coming up on our normal run time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in. It's always great to have you here. I really appreciate it. You can subscribe to Thinks Out Loud. You can do that on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or just Thinks Out Loud. You can go to the blog at timpeter.com/blog and look for the podcast link down on the right-hand side. And you can always email me at podcast@timpeter.com, and I'll be more than happy to hear what you have to say. I love hearing from you, and as always, I love having you listen. So with that, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I hope next week rocks for you. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.